This is the Army. It's learning how to be a soldier and how to be much more. It's cold streams that chill your bones and a hot meal to warm you up. It's softball and rope bridges. It's 100 ways to prove yourself. This is the Army. If you'd like to be part of it, call this number toll free.
That night, I decided the best thing I could do was head back home.
It's my philosophy, $100 shine and a $3 pair of boots.
Yes, sir.
We met in the courtroom today. I follow a few
steps. I don't think I've ever been this happy.
Huh? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I got a nice warm camp right here.
You sure?
Let's
go, city center.
Hey,
come on, man.
Thanks for the ride, pal.
I thought that was a dog around your neck.
If that's humor, don't bother. I want to be taken to the airport and be very careful with the bags. Don't stress them.
Allow me.
Thank you.
Perhaps you'd like to eat your luggage.
I'm in a hurry.
Oh, my balls. Oh, my balls.
Good morning. This is Basic English. My name is Russell Ziske, and I'm going to be your instructor for the next 5 weeks. So I want you to call me Russell, and I'm going to call you by your first names because, frankly, I'd have a pretty tough time pronouncing some of your last names. Okay, I know you're anxious to jump right in and start speaking English. But there are just a couple of things I need to know first because I've never done this before. So, how many of you would say you speak English fairly well, but with some difficulty? A little English? Yes, you speak some English.
Son of bitch, shit!
Son of bitch, shit!
I've never gone this way before.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of ways I've gone that you haven't.
What is your name? John Ringer? What kind of a name is Ringer?
Winger? Well, I'm adopted. I spent most of my life in institutions.
Doesn't surprise me. You look like a typical low-life character to me.
Actually, I'm a photographer. I took this job because I love people. There's nothing I enjoy more than meeting someone like yourself and getting to know you and then taking a few action photos of you while I drive.
Will you stop? Turn around. Watch the road. Turn around. Stop please. With the pictures. Please.
Thank you so much.
Aren't you going too fast?
Oh, it's not the speed, really, so much. I just wish I hadn't drunk all that cough syrup this morning, you know?
We're going to be killed!
Oh, no.
Just keep your hands on the wheel and slow down!
Not killed! Oh, no!
You should have your license taken away. I am going to write your name down and see that it's given to the proper authorities, G.E.R. You're a bum, and that's all you'll ever be, a bum!
Well, that hurts, ma'am. And I don't think I want to take your abuse. And I know I don't want to take you and your luggage to the airport. How about that, huh?
Try just one more time, and then we'll call it a day. I met her on a Monday, and my heart stood still. Somebody told me that her name was Jill. Okay, great, great. All right, I'll see you next week. We'll learn some new tunes. We'll have a great time. Bye-bye.
One of these days, the thing that I want is gonna be mine. But if it ain't, that'll be all right, as long as there's sunshine and a big old baroon.
That's my car! Hey, man!
Instant finance! You're late on the payments!
Pizza, too. I had a real bad day.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Quit my job.
I just can't take this anymore.
I know. I gotta straighten out. This is ridiculous.
Right. That's what you said last week.
Well, you know, how much can you straighten out in 1 week?
It hasn't been a week, John. It's been 6 months. Nothing's changed. You sleep until noon, then you watch Rocky and Bullwinkle, and then you drive your cab, what, a couple hours? You come home and you order out food and then you play those stupid Tito Puente albums until 2 a.m.
Tito Puente is going to be dead and you're going to say, oh, I've been listening to him for years. And I think he's fabulous.
Right. And then you watch movies until dawn and then you come to bed with me.
You don't think that takes energy? You're a sexual dynamo. Most guys couldn't even handle you. I've been reading books on the outside just so I can keep up with you.
It's not funny. Going nowhere, John. It's just not that cute anymore.
It's a little cute.
Come on.
I'm part of a lost and restless generation. What do you want me to do, run for the Senate?
I don't know what I want. I just know that I don't want you.
So the basic problem is that I'm still around. Where's that sharp knife we have?
Nita!
I need you.
Oh, come on, John.
I knew that wasn't going to sound good. Anita.
No.
Anita.
John, no, it's not going to work. Look, I like you, but I need something more. I need somebody who's going to develop with me and somebody who's going to grow with me. Goodbye.
Grow.
Who could grow more than me? Talk about massive potential for growth. I am the little acorn that becomes the oak. You can't go. All the plants are going to die.
And then depression set in. I've lost my job, my apartment, my car, and my girlfriend.
You still have your health.
Hey! Yes, thank you! Toss that up there! Yo! Here we are, my man. All right, come to Papa. Toss that thing. Let's go. Thank you.
The Army can make you feel a lot of ways. Tired, challenged, trained.
This doesn't look bad.
What, the Army? You're kidding.
No, I've always thought about joining the Army.
Bullshit, you're not the type.
What do you mean I'm not the type? I've seen the kind of guys that enlist in the Army. I saw them when I was working in unemployment. They're just like us, except they're not as sophisticated.
Yeah, they're not as old either. I bet you can't do 5 push-ups.
5 push-ups? I got $3, says I can do 5 push-ups.
Okay, let's go. 5 good ones. Come on.
Not Marine push-ups.
No, simple push-ups. I never heard bones creak like that. That's none.
Praying.
You ought to. Now let's go. There's a time limit here. He's almost set. He's eyeing that rug. And that's one. All right, he's off. He's moving now. That's 2. Not that good, though. That's 3. I think you're ready for the Special Olympics. That's 3.
It's 4.
4. I was testing you. Here goes 5. Will he do it? Congratulations, you just doubled your money.
I gotta get in shape. I gotta dry out or I'll be dead before I'm 30. The Army is my only chance.
You could join a monastery.
Did you ever see a monk get wildly fucked by some teenage girls?
Never.
So much for a monastery.
Rush. Thanks for splitting it.
No problem. You know, you're welcome to stay at my place if you want. Pretty much got that roach problem licked.
I'm going Army.
Come on, you got some warped idea about the Army. You think it's like a health club with neat uniforms or something.
I go in the Army, they turn my body into a dangerous weapon. They make me a black belt. I'll come out a human killing machine.
I think we should go to California again and pick fruit.
They give you money.
Who?
The GI Bill. Borrow all the money you want.
You shut up about the Army.
You borrow the money, you buy a Winnebago. They ship it anywhere you want. You got lots of travel. Kathmandu, guaranteed.
Yeah, dysentery, guaranteed.
I'll be over there in Nepal with those monkey head chicks. They'll all be hitting on me. Hey, John, thanks a lot for keeping the Chinese off our backs. We really appreciate it. Is there anything we can do for you? Oh, and by the way, handsome, we've never been in a Winnebago. You figure it out. You ever heard any stories about the gratitude of the Nepalese people?
No.
They'll probably teach me to levitate. A black belt who can levitate?
With a Winnebago.
Check, please.
I can see you've got this all figured out. You're nobody's fool when it comes to your future, John.
I'm falling apart here. All I've got are a lot of bad habits and a lot of bad debts. I need some heavy discipline in my life. You know who would be incredible in the Army?
Who?
You.
Get out of here. I'd hate it.
You would be, man. You could go right into intelligence.
I'm not going in.
You could be a commander. You could probably be a general in a year. I mean, Charles de Gaulle was a general. You're smarter than him. That guy was like a member of the Steel Plate Club.
I had to run right down there and join up, huh?
Well, I was going to go over there. We could use your car.
We'd have to, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
You coming in?
Son, you can't park here.
We're not parking it. We're abandoning it.
I can't believe we're doing this. Listen, if I get killed, my blood is on your hands.
Just don't get it on my shoes, okay?
No?
I'm not saying that the Army will be able to do for you what it did for me. All I'm saying is that you get out of it exactly what you put into it. Now, sometimes the Army's your best shot.
Now, there's a couple of questions that I have to ask you. They're a little personal, Have you ever been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor? That's robbery, rape, car theft, that sort of thing.
Convicted?
Yeah.
No.
Never convicted.
That's good. Good. Are either of you homosexuals?
You mean like flaming or?
Well, it's a standard question we have to ask.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yeah, would they send us someplace special?
I guess that's no on both. All right, now if you'll just give Uncle Sam your autograph, yeah?
Sammy, get well soon.
That's good. Now your name.
Da-da-da. Dun 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 dun.
Wondering if you, are you, holding?
No, man, I'm not.
Well, I was wondering if you could hold something for me.
What, are you smuggling furs or something?
No. Drugs.
Excuse
Excuse me, General Hanson?
No, I'm not a general, but may I help you?
Yes, I want to thank you for saving my life over in Vietnam.
I don't think that was me.
Well, you're right. It was Normandy Beach. I was shot up pretty bad. You grab me, pull me into a foxhole, and patch me up. I appreciate it.
I don't think so, and I really don't care, and I don't have the time to listen to that. You see this armband? MP.
Yes, ma'am.
It stands for Military Police. Are you on one of these buses?
Not yet, ma'am.
My job is to see that big, strong men like you get on these buses without getting lost. So why don't you just move along and get on the bus? Could you check him off, please?
You know, there's a strip search before you get on the bus.
Really?
Yeah, be careful, man.
So what, I guess we dig each other and we'll be seeing each other around the officers' club? Watch out for this guy, he's a troublemaker.
Do you have your papers?
Yes, here. What happens if I refuse to get on the bus?
Oh, you look like a sensitive, intelligent guy. Don't make me shoot you. Climb aboard, soldier. What do you think?
I hope we don't go to war.
Excuse me, stewardess. Is there a movie on this flight?
Bus.
A movie on this flight.
Sergeant Hulka.
Yes, sir.
At ease, Sergeant. I'm Captain Stillman, the new company commander.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Fine-looking group of men, wouldn't you say so?
Boy, I hope this is the mess hall. How's it going, Eisenhower?
Sir, fine-looking bunch of men.
Yes, well, get him inside and carry on, I guess. I'll be in my office if you need me.
Yes, sir.
Inside!
Right on this side. Right on this side, yes. Right on in there, sir.
Got that removed.
Men, welcome to the United States Army. I'm Sergeant Hulka. I'm your drill sergeant. Before we proceed any further, we gotta get something straight. Your mamas are not here to take care of you now. It's just you, me, and Uncle Sam. And before I leave you, you're going to find out that me and Uncle Sam are one and the same.
Uncle Hulka?
When I tell you to move, you'll move fast. When I tell you to jump, you're going to say, how high? And make no mistake. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how dumb you are. Because I'm going to teach every last one of you how to eat, sleep, walk, talk, shoot, shit like a United States soldier. Understand?
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't say sir to me. I'm a sergeant. I work for a living.
Yes, sergeant.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, sergeant.
That's what I want to hear.
Think this guy's overdoing it a bit?
You got a problem, boy?
No problem, sergeant.
On your feet, boy. What's your problem, boy?
I was just making a joke, sergeant.
Well, why don't you tell me your joke, son?
I don't think you'd think it's funny, sir. Sergeant.
How do you know? I got a hell of a sense of humor. Ain't I, Corporal Briggs?
Yes, sir!
Corporal Briggs, we have a comedian in our midst. Will you take this comedian outside and watch him do 50 push-ups?
Get your go smelling ass out of here!
Move it! Ha! Ho! Ha! Anybody else want to be a comedian in here?
No, Sergeant!
I didn't hear you!
No, Sergeant!
Krishna.
Shut up!
Shut up!
I didn't mean that.
15 and a half. 33. 42. 37.
37.
Step now, grab your paper.
These are 34, and they're loose. I gotta live with 37.
36. 80.
Sergeant Holcomb? Sir, I'm very sorry about what happened at the meeting. I certainly meant no offense by it. It won't happen again.
Keep it moving! Let's go!
Think you bought it?
No.
Yeah. Boxer or jockey? Got something in a low-rise bikini, mesh if possible.
So, where are you from, Tex?
Don't you ever touch me again.
Ever.
This is pretty sweet. Free clothing. Look at this stuff. Chicks in New York paying top dollar for this garbage.
Yeah, how about that lunch? What's that brown stuff?
All right, man. We better fall in here alongside this roadway in a column of two. Fall in! Move it, move it, move it! You know something, soldier? I've noticed you're always last.
I'm pacing myself, Sergeant.
Move it! Move it!
Sorry.
Left! Face! Left, right, left, right, left, right. You stand in place. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, forward, heart, heart.
Hey, who are walking?
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Left, 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 right, left. Left, 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 right, left. Left, left,
I'm from Kansas City. My hobbies are fast cars and fast women. Because that's why my guys in my car club call me the cruiser.
You should call him the dork.
Knock it off. Go ahead.
I joined the army because my father and my brother were in the army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
What a jerk. Next.
The name's Francis Sawyer. But everybody calls me Psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Ooh.
You just made the list, buddy. And I don't like nobody touching my stuff. So just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you. Also, I don't like nobody touching me. Now, any of you homos touch me, and I'll kill you.
Lighten up, Francis. You're all in this together. One of these men may save your life one of these days. You understand that?
Then again, maybe one of us won't.
Me?
Yeah.
My name's Dewey Oxberger. My friends call me Ox. You might have noticed I've got a slight weight problem.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I went to this doctor. Well, he told me I swallowed a lot of aggression, along with a lot of pizzas. Pizzas. I'm basically a shy person. I'm a shy guy, and he suggested taking one of these aggression training courses. You know, these aggressive training courses like EST, those type of things. Anyway, it cost $400. $400 to join this thing. Well, I didn't have the money. And I thought to myself, join the army. It's free. So I figured, while I'm here, I'll lose a few pounds. And you got what, a 6 to 8 week training program here? A real tough one? Which is perfect for me. I'm gonna walk out of here a lean, mean, fighting machine.
It is.
Zitsky.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it. I don't know what kind of soldier I'm going to make, but I want you guys to know that if we ever get into real heavy combat, I'll be right behind you guys every step of the way.
Okay, Mr. Push-ups, let's hear your story.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual. But now I know why I have always lost women to guys like you. I mean,
it's not just the uniform. It's the stories that you tell. So much fun and imagination. Lee Harvey, you are a madman. When you stole that cow,
And your friend tried to make it with the cow? I want to party with you, cowboy. The two of us together? Forget it. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to volunteer my leadership to this platoon. An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe. And Sergeant Hulka isn't always going to be there to be that big toe for us. I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy and big toe, Sergeant Hulka.
Well, okay, hotshot. We're gonna see what kind of soldier you are. Reveille's 0500. We're gonna fall out with locker boxes, and we're gonna have a locker box inspection. And then we're gonna do 10 miles, rain or shine. So you better hit them monks, my little babies. Or Sergeant Hulka with the big toe is gonna see how far he can stick it up your ass.
I know I'm speaking for the entire platoon when I say this run should be postponed until this platoon is better rested.
Well, I'll tell you what, soldier. Let's make it 10 miles.
Oh.
Any more complaints?
Thanks a lot, winger.
Roger.
Yeah. Nice going, asshole.
Making friends fast around here, John.
Oh my God, mama!
Captain Stillman, Major Ellis would like you to look over these interim reports, Captain. Sir.
Interim reports. All I ever do around here was some action. Hold that, Corporal. Oh, look at those men. Are those my men, Corporal?
No, sir. Those are Captain Benton's men, sir.
Well, where are my men?
Let's see. Sergeant Hulka is on the confidence course. Sergeant Crocker is on the mortar range.
Terrific. Corporal, bring up the Jeep.
Yes, sir.
Fine men. Are they in my company?
No, sir. Oh, here come your men now, sir.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah!
You got the light one.
Yeah, my mistake. Yeah, it looks good. Kind of mistake. There you go. I got it. That's real heavy.
There's no throw light. Stand out of the way, will you?
Hey, Sergeant.
Hey, Sergeant, I think it's a bad idea to march today. You know, this is the cold and flu season.
51! 52!
When's the good part, John?
This is the good part.
Get your butt down, soldier, and get it shot off someday. Move it! Move it!
Pick a service, pick a challenge, set yourself apart. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. What a great day. It's a great way to start.
You all right?
I should have kept my head down. I learned a lot of things today, John. I've never felt more alive in my whole life. I think this is the greatest day I've ever spent. And I want to thank you for making me join the Army. Get me out of here.
I'll take care of you.
All right.
What are you taking?
I got these from Elmo. I told him I get sick when I fly. I think they're Dramamine.
These are almost microdots. That's acid.
John, I took a lot of these.
How many?
One just now, one in the barracks, two in the Jeep.
Oh.
Two when we got out of the Jeep.
Oh, no. Six hits. Oh, not a tragedy. Hey, we're not going to let you drive now. You sit right down here.
Buckle up your cowboy. Stow your tray table in the upright position, will you? You're going to be just fine in about 12 hours. It's going to be kind of weird till then, but... Whoa. Bells are ringing.
Plane's coming apart.
Hollister, Special Operations Group. Who are you?
I'm Major Dodge.
Captain DeSoto.
Pleasure to meet you, Hollister. Heard a lot about you.
Well, I never heard of you. And you're not on my roster.
That's just the way we like to keep it, Captain. It's double top secret.
Intelligence?
Some. Anything I could tell you would be a lie, Captain. So how about we just tag along with you to your destination? And then we'll go our separate ways. Dismissed, Captain.
Camptown ladies sing the song. Do-da, do-da. Camptown racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, do-da, ding. Wind to run all
night. Going round, ding. I'm at my...
Okay, Major, let's go! 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 Russell! We're all going backpacking, John! Go! Go! Go!
The important thing is not to panic. We should, like, build a shelter, I think, and then we make some stone tools, and we can cut some spears and arrows. Because tonight we're going to go out and kill a wild boar, and then we're going to dry the meat for traveling. And in the morning, we can chop down a big tree and make our dugout canoe. And we can find a river that'll probably run down to the ocean. And if we're lucky, I think we'll drift into those major shipping lanes. We'll probably get picked up in a day or two by a Liberian freighter. What do you think?
I think we should find a hotel room.
That's a good idea.
Hello?
I think some of these plants are edible.
Yeah.
Not that one.
I think we might have to settle for a motel.
This looks like the main road.
Oh, yeah, this is the interstate right here. Yeah. If we just find a gas station, they'll tell us where all the nice food is.
What a rush! The sky is brown.
Mira, que pajarito! ¡Qué
Échenle, muchachos!
¡Listo!
¡Hola!
¡Mira, capitán! ¡Encontré dos idiotas!
¿Quiénes son?
¿Señora?
¡Ay!
¡Buenas noches!
¡Muévete!
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 ¡Thank
you!
¡Siéntese!
¡Hola!
¡Hola!
Con mucho gusto. Perdóneme, señor. ¿Qué hora es?
Venga.
Oh, thank you.
Colombia.
Colombia. Love weed. El weed de amor, huh?
Good, good, good. Pills. For you.
Se come?
Good, good. Mmm.
Gorda, pon del caldo. Oh, está bueno esto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good in stew, yeah.
Yeah, put about 30 in there.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, great. Time to get out of here. Nos son muy simpático. A su problema.
What is their struggle?
¿Qué es su problema?
Mi problema. Mi problema son ustedes.
No.
Pónmelos en el árbol.
Bueno.
It's cutting time.
¡Espárate!
¡Levántate!
¡Apunten!
Un momento.
Just get on the plane.
Bet.
Oh, God, look at that. Wash off the soap. That's right, wash. Oh, look at that. Bend over, drop the soap. Oh, good. That's good. Oh, God, I wish I was a loofah. Look at that. That's... those muscles. Oh, I didn't know they could do that.
Excuse me, Captain.
Well, I don't want to be disturbed.
Steelman! But... yes, sir.
Colonel Blast to see you, sir.
I can see that, Corporal. Dismissed. Oh, it's a pleasure to see you, sir. Welcome to Fort Arnold.
Let's skip the bullshit, Captain.
Yes, sir.
I've got a problem and I need your help. You've heard of the EM-50 project?
Yes, sir. It's a tank or something.
It's an urban assault vehicle.
Of course.
The Pentagon wants to unveil it for the news media next month in Italy. What General Barnacki wants from you is a real crack platoon of new recruits to man the EM-50. Real go-getters. We'll have them photographed, putting the 50 through its paces. Our newest soldiers with our latest weapon. That kind of thing.
Yes, sir. You can count on me, sir.
You screw this up, Stillman, and I'll have you assigned to a weather station above the Arctic Circle. You got that?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm still in. Cruz, how about you?
Maybe I should fold.
Well, let me see. Let me see first. No, not with a hand like that. Come on. Dare me. Go on. Bluff me. Come on.
How much should I bet?
If it were me, I bet everything. Now, that's me. I'm an aggressive gambler. Mr. Vegas. Come on. Go for it. Go for it. Yes, yes, there we go. I'm in.
What you got?
Well, I got a full house. 3 threes and 2 sixes. That's a full house. What have you got?
Well, you have... fours. I got an ace.
You got an ace, got... an eight, and a seven. Well, you lose, you see. If you would have had 4 fours, you would have won. You're getting good at this, aren't you?
Hang of it,
you like it? Isn't this fun? You're pretty good for first time, really.
32. Five for muster. Move it, move it. It's come to my attention that several members of the 3rd Platoon Bravo Company left this military post without permission. I want to know who it was. You can tell me now, or I got ways of finding out myself. Okay, mister. You just got yourself 24 hours of scrubbing garbage cans. Step back. Now, since nobody else has got the guts to admit it, the rest of this platoon will do the next 2 weekends on KP. How does that sound to you, mister?
I think it sucks.
It's time you and me had a private talk, Winger. Step into my office. I'm getting the idea, Winger, that you don't like me.
Maybe I just don't know you well enough yet, Sarge.
What do you say? Let's cut out the bullshit between you and me, huh?
Let's.
I think you're a punk. I've been in this army 28 years. I've seen your kind come and go. You think you know something about everything, don't you? Well, let me tell you something, mister. You don't know a damn thing about soldiering.
Oh, it's real tough stuff, Sarge. Especially that marching in a straight line business. That's...
I ain't talking about that crap. I'm talking about something important. Like discipline and duty and honor and courage. And you ain't got none of it.
Those words mean so much to a man who scrubs garbage cans. Look, if you don't want me in your army, kick me out. But get off my back.
Maybe you'd like to take a swing at me.
I'd like to take a big swing at you, Sarge.
Well, go ahead and give it your best shot.
I don't think I want to go to the stockade.
I'll take my hat off.
There we are, Winger. Ain't no more drill, Sergeant. It's just you and me, kid, man to man. So go ahead, give it your best shot.
Swing at me.
Gutless. Punk. I'm willing to forget about this little incident. And I want you to think real hard about it. And maybe someday you'll understand what the hell I'm talking about.
No, don't stop. Don't stop. I'll still respect you. I respect you even more. Just use more whipped cream.
Let's see if I can get my cab job back.
Are you going AWOL?
No, I'm deserting.
You idiot. You desert now. It's a federal offense. Come on, I'll take my chances with the feds.
Get up.
You're not... Now listen to me. You're going to finish basic training.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to do everything he tells you.
Oh, yeah?
And you know why?
Why?
Because you talked me into this. That's why, you idiot. It was your idea.
I didn't talk you into this. You needed this.
I'm like, you idiot. Are you? Where's the great pay? Where's the travel? Where's the Winnebago? God damn it.
This isn't what you think.
No, we're just good friends.
In the Jeep. Come on, go.
I was going to the laundry. Get my uniform.
Save it for later. You're home. Get out.
You're not gonna report this or anything, are you?
I'm gonna treat it like a UFO sighting. I saw something, but I'm not quite sure what it was.
Thank you.
Oh, goodbye.
Up to Why?
Why?
We got women in climbing that thing better than you. Get up!
Get on your feet! Hit it!
He said he couldn't make it. Why don't you do it?
Take one step back, winger. Move it.
All right, soldier. Let's see how you fire that mortar.
What coordinates, sir?
Coordinates?
Yes, sir. They determine where the mortar's...
Soldier, the Army has spent a lot of money teaching you how to fire that thing. Now set it, then fire it.
Sir, we don't know where the shell's going to go.
Soldier, the only way to learn anything is to do it. Now fire the weapon.
All right. Any of you suckholes want to come up here and knock me off? Oh, shit. Incoming!
Sergeant, does this mean we're through for the day?
Save your strength, Sergeant.
Yeah.
Get him off, Sergeant.
Get him off.
Man, I realize this tragic injury to your drill sergeant is a real shock. Especially this close to the end of basic training. As far as I'm concerned, Sergeant Crocker is 100% responsible for the entire thing.
That's not what I heard.
Who said that?
Pick that up! Who said that? Who said that? Did you say that? Did you say that? Who said...
I said that.
Now, I don't care what you heard. My report states that Sergeant Crocker was negligent in his mortar instructions and totally unable to control his men.
Have it your way, sir.
You bet I will, soldier. Now, I do not want to hear one more insubordinate word from anyone in this platoon. The subject is closed. You better stop worrying about what happened to Sergeant Hulka and start worrying about how you're going to pass muster at graduation. You've got 3 days to get it together. And if you want my honest opinion, you're not going to make it.
No stragglers. Now, come on. We owe it to Sergeant Hulka to end up face down in the gutter tonight. Come on.
Hey, baby, want to come to my place?
Yeah, great. Terrific. Where were you 2 blocks ago when we could have used you? Come on. No waste it. No waste it. All right, we're here. We're here. Yeah. Come on. Come on. It's famous.
Let's go.
Jeez!
Give me a kick, honey!
Hey, I'm not so hot, I'm a man.
be absolutely no biting. Ow! And no pulling of the nose.
Hey, do something about this, ref. Come on, what kind of place you running here?
And no kicking, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to your number corners and we will begin the match.
We were going to the bingo parlor at the YMCA. Well, one thing led to another, and the instructions got all fouled up there, and we ended up...
Shut up.
Okay, sure.
You men are a disgrace. Maybe a few days in the stockade would help change your rotten attitude.
But we're supposed to graduate tomorrow, sir.
That's even better. Tomorrow, you'll be on parade in front of General Barnacki. And when he sees what total fuck-ups you really are, I will personally recommend that your whole platoon repeat the entire course of basic training.
Oh.
right. Now, this is the second time we've let you guys off, so let's not let it happen a third time. Is that clear?
Very clear.
Now, well, get back to your barracks, all right? Good night.
Right.
So, what are you guys going to do?
We're just going to check out General Barnicky's house. He's still in Washington.
Barnicky? Barnicky? He still owes me money. Hey, Barney.
Mom, I'm home.
John? No.
Don't worry about a thing, okay? Well, this is nice, really. Listen, if this is going to get you in trouble, we'll leave, all right?
No, it's okay. General Barnick is going to be gone until tomorrow morning.
Good. Thank you.
I feel like I'm 16 years old in my parents' house, and they're away on a trip.
16? Want to play spin the bottle?
This guy's doing pretty well. Interested?
All right, you've looked at the general's refrigerator long enough. Let's go. Come on.
Let's look at the general's cupboards.
John!
You know, you're very pretty. For a cop.
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, thank you. You know what your problem is, baby?
No, I don't.
The problem is that you're armed. You're heavily armed. And I have a lot of trouble with girls that are armed. They don't know how to come on. You know what the rest of your problem is?
Tell me.
You've never had anybody give you the Aunt Jemima treatment.
No, I certainly haven't.
Yeah, it's real simple. First you get up on the grill. Now get you up to cruising speed! We're going to plug you in a stick on the bottom, my dear. Keep hopping. Keep hopping, honey. There you go. A little bit grumpy.
I'm not enjoying this. Now quit.
You're not,
it.
Huh?
Quit it.
Maybe you need this.
Oh, what are you going to do with that?
This. And this. Who's your friend? Who's your buddy? I am, aren't I? You're crazy about me, aren't you?
No.
You're incredibly head over heels in love with me.
No.
You're helplessly, hopelessly, deeply in love with me, aren't you?
Yes.
I knew it. I had that feeling. Even before I picked this up. It's about time you came around.
So what do we do now?
Let's go upstairs and check out the general's closets. Nice to know you can move like that when you have to.
Well, it's nice to know you can make me so hot.
You say the nicest things. Hold on, honey. I've got a special tool for you.
I can't believe we're playing this. Okay, down on your knees.
Oh, sounds good.
All right, now, the way that you play it is you pretend there's a force field all around your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you try and get as close to each other as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Without actually touching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sounds easy.
It ought to be. Just
I think I'm good at this.
Maybe.
How do you win?
Well, if somebody breaks your force field, then you win. I just broke my force field.
Yeah, you win.
Well, that was interesting. It's all over with now. You might as well not even show up to graduation. You white guys probably get 5 years. But we gonna get hung.
Yeah, man.
Guys! Hey!
What's everybody so down about? Didn't everybody make it with a beautiful MP tonight, huh?
Oh, Stillman freaked out when the MPs brought us back.
If we screw up graduation, we're going to have to take basics all over again.
Oh, Cruz, it's been a lot of fun the first time, hasn't it?
I can't handle basic training again, Matt.
You're number one on the death list now, Winger.
Take it easy, Francis. Psycho. Will you guys just relax? We got plenty of time. What time is it now?
2 a.m.
Okay, 0200. What time we get up?
5 a.m.
Oh, 500. All right, we have 3 hours. Didn't you ever cram for a test before? I learned 2 semesters of geology in 3 hours. We can do this. We just have to practice.
We've been practicing all night, and we stink.
Yeah, well, the brains have arrived.
Yeah, that's good news.
We go down to the motor pool. We work on it the rest of the night. We get it together. We can do this, right?
There's no way in hell we can do it.
Right shoulder, palms. Foot, palms. Inspection, palms. Right shoulder, palms. Right face. Your left. Come on, rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Black guys, help the white guys, okay?
What did he say?
Your left. He said the black left. Guys.
Rhythm. 1, 2, 3.
Help the white
four.
Guys.
Your left. 2. Come on, guys.
We're all very different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're the underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold. But there's no animal that's more faithful, that's more loyal, more lovable than the mutt. Who saw Old Yeller? Who cried when Old Yeller got shot at the end? Nobody cried when Old Yeller got shot, I'm sure. I cried my eyes out. So we're all dog faces. We're all very, very different, but there is one thing that we all have in common. We were all stupid enough to enlist in the army. We're mutants. There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us. Something seriously wrong with us. We're soldiers. But we're American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 200 years. We're 10-1. Now, we don't have to worry about whether or not we've practiced. We don't have to worry about whether Captain Stillman wants to have us hung. All we have to do is to be the great American fighting soldier that is inside each one of us. Now, do what I do and say what I say. And make me proud. Fall in.
Yeah!
Two. Tear. Right shoulder. Pull. Hold up. Pull.
Couldn't find the parade grounds.
It's right in front of the barracks. That's what I mean.
We check the barracks, sir. They're not there.
They're not here in 5 minutes. I want them arrested.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Graduation's at 2 o'clock. What time is it now?
3 o'clock. You still got an hour of sleep?
Oh, good. 3 o'clock. We're missing it. John! John! We're missing graduation.
We're missing. Oh, we're missing. Go.
Come on, Gladys, wake up, man. We're missing. Come on, Gladys. Come on, Gladys. Come on, Gladys. Come on.
Soldier?
Training, sir!
Training, sir!
What kind of training, son?
Army training, sir!
Army training, sir!
Just like last night, only better! Here! Pat shoulder! Ho! Order! Ho! South step! Right! Who whited the chicken cross the road?
Take it from the left to the right.
Right.
Hit.
Hit. He stepped out of range, got hit by a team.
He ain't no chicken no more. No.
Left leg, left. Wait there, salute.
Yes, sir. These are Sergeant Hulker's men. He was injured during basic training.
I see. So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Captain?
Yes, sir.
These are exactly the kind of go-getters I want working on my EM-50 project in Italy.
Oh, but, sir, these men...
Don't butt me, Captain. I want them on the plane tonight.
Gentlemen!
It's
party time, Italian style.
What's this? Hey! That's fun. That's fun.
Okay, who's up for the Vatican?
No, I'm bad.
Let's get some people and some relics and we'll do it.
What are you doing? No, no, get off. Get off. See, you gotta make my bunk. See, we're in Italy. The guy on the top bunk has gotta make the guy in the bottom bunk. He's gotta make his bed all the time. See, it's in the regulations. See, we were in Germany. I would have to make yours. But we're in Italy, so you gotta make mine. It's the regulations.
I'm gonna make the bed.
What's that, gentlemen?
It is alive.
Welcome to Italy. We can forget all about the tearful reunion. There's a couple things I want to get straight with you guys right off the bat. I don't know what kind of shit you pulled at graduation. This ain't no glamour detail we're on. I want to see you walking tall, looking good, mentally alert at all times. I want to bust your butts to make this the best damned outfit in the European command. Get these bunks made up. Get your gear stored. We're going to muster in front of the motor pool at 0600. Got it?
Hi, Sarge.
Hi, Sarge. Shut up. 0600.
You may know, General Barnacki is particularly interested in this project. He has selected this platoon for this assignment. And he expects you to perform particularly well. Raise it, Sergeant. Gentlemen, this is the EM-50 Urban Assault Vehicle.
Real beauty, Colonel. You can count on us.
Fall in! I need two volunteers. You and you.
You'll guard this vehicle until 0800 on Monday morning. And the rest of you got the weekend off. Dismissed? Yeah.
Sarge, why me?
Oh, I don't know, son. I ain't got no military reason for it. I just don't like you. Have a nice weekend. Oh, yeah. I want that so clean, I can eat off the floor.
Amazing. You wouldn't believe what this thing could do. John, do you think I'm officer material?
God, I'm worried about you.
Come on, I'm in good shape. I'm walking tall. I'm looking good. First weekend in Europe.
Yeah, we're spending in an airplane hangar watching a truck.
We got each other.
Well, I was kind of thinking we'd get a couple companions this weekend.
Too bad the girls are in Germany.
We could get a hotel room somewhere.
Yeah.
Spend a couple days eating room service.
Would have been good.
We could take them up in the Alps for a little spin.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Oh, oh,
no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, John, no.
I'll drive.
Okay.
We're here.
Don't forget, you promised me a real expensive dinner before we see this whatever it is.
Right. Come with me, my dear.
I
Now listen, don't forget, this is a big secret, so you can't tell anybody, okay?
Not unless they torture me.
Official business.
May I see your identification? Yes. Thank you, Captain.
Just follow me. When the Army entrusts an important project like this to an officer, it usually means they're priming him for a major promotion.
Wow.
I really think you're gonna like this.
Are you gonna get sick or something?
Where the fuck's my truck? Where's... where's my truck? Hey! What is the EM-50?
A couple of soldiers took it to get it washed, sir.
Fuck it, you get it washed!
Is there a bathroom around here? I gotta pee.
Hold it!
They have proper ID, sir. Did you want me to notify post security?
Sir, no. You keep your mouth shut about this, do you understand me? And you let no one in there. No one, not even the colonel.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think this guy Steven is really dangerous.
Yeah, I'm becoming aware of that, you know?
Okay, let's go. Let's load that truck. Sergeant? We've traced the EM-50 to Germany. They're probably heading right for East Berlin.
Sir, if you'll take my advice, there's a crack squad in the 42nd that can link up with the air recon. We'd have that EM-50 back here inside of 24 hours.
Nothing doing. If we went to outside units, we'd be the laughingstock of the entire armed forces. We will do this ourselves.
Sir, those numbnuts can't even tie their own shoelaces.
I don't care, Sergeant. Just load the truck up and let's move out. All right, we're moving out. Move!
I guess we're going after John and Russell. I can't believe they're Russian spies. Can you?
All I know is I finally get to kill somebody.
Have you been doing your special exercises?
I brought the magic suitcase.
You did? Does this do anything for you? French girls do it all the time.
No. I've seen that. Seen that on cable TV and it did nothing for me. Hey, watch. Guy can get hurt. My gosh, my gosh.
Come on, John. Come on.
Don't do it! But just one more time. Off the low meter board. From the United States Military Academy, John Winger. He's going to do a reverse mofo.
A stomach flop up to the knees, to the butt balancer, a backflip, all the way back, a double backflip, a face dump, a double face dump, a triple head. Oh, no. Oh, he's hurt.
This is so nice. You know, my father was here during the war.
In this bathtub?
You know, your ears need cleaning.
Easy. Hey, Louise, what do you think of me?
When we first met, I thought you were kind of screwed up.
And now?
I still think you're kind of screwed up, Russell. But you're so cute.
A face bounce!
John!
A dismount!
Woo-hoo!
And a remount.
John. How's this?
How's this for you?
Perfect.
Is this good?
It's great.
Is this good?
Oh, it's perfect.
What about this?
That's better. Oh,
how
so much
this?
Better. Oh. Oh, I like that. Oh. That's different.
Oh, where did you learn that?
Oh, not yet. Please, not yet. Oh, please. I can't stop. Please. Oh, I wanted it. I'm sorry.
Can't see a thing up ahead, sir.
It's fine. The turnoff is just to the right up here somewhere.
No, sir. If we turn right, we're going right.
Sergeant!
When I want your input, I will ask for it. Thank you.
Captain, we just broke through the
Sergeant,
goddamn...
this is my mission. I would appreciate if you let me run it. Thank you.
Fuck this.
Sarge, what are you doing?
They're using Schnauzer.
Hey, Hansel! Gretel! Hey, we're your allies. It's cool.
All right, Klaus, hold it up right here. Oh, you got some naked animals in here. We don't want you to see them. Here you are.
Klaus, what's this done?
Huh? Here, more worthless money for you. All right.
Did you leave the radio on?
What do you mean?
Just a short wait a minute.
350?
State of 7. Code 21, go ahead.
I'm with the U.S. Army, 41st Armored Division, Bravo Company. I have a platoon in CO being held by hostile enemy.
At coordinates 416397. There are Russian troops, about 200. Send help. I gotta get moving.
416397, that's Czechoslovakia. 41st Armored.
Yeah, Bravo Company.
That's our unit.
They came looking for us.
Well, they've had it.
We've had it.
If it's a status 7 like you said, they went in undercover. So the DOD won't even acknowledge it. Those guys are dead.
We gotta go get them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're responsible.
Russell.
Come on, it's Czechoslovakia. We zip in, we pick them up, we zip right out again. We're not going to Moscow. It's Czechoslovakia. It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the shit kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Russell, what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid, John. There are two things I promised myself I'd try never to do. Kill and die.
Russell, what if the Russians were raping your sister?
Come on, you know my sister. You practically raped her one night. The Russians wouldn't have to force her. They just have to buy her dinner.
Russell, that is our platoon out there. That's Ox and Elmo and Cruiser. I love those guys. We're their only chance.
Two things, John. First of all, they hate your guts.
Those bastards.
Second of all, when I finish all my training, I'm probably going to be a typist. Now, when you invade a hostile foreign nation, you don't send your typists in the first wave. They got guys who like to do that, John. Let's give them a call, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we won't go in.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
My hero.
Damn it, though. We're so close. I'd love to just go take a look. You know, I mean, the Iron Curtain, it's got to look great. I'd love to have a picture of it anyway. Think we could do that? Take us about an hour. We could drive over, get a couple pictures, and come right back.
We'll just look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how much we'll look, man.
We're so damn lost. Where the hell's Innsbruck, Austria?
Oh, do
I'm trying to get over there some skiing. You know? Those club skis, you know, après ski. You know, Brandy?
Oh,
hi, girl.
Me.
Yeah.
What a darling little water
bathroom,
girls.
Hey.
Bathroom
around
here somewhere.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bathroom. Yeah.
Hi. I'm John Winger of the United States Army, and you're my prisoner.
Why are you doing this, John?
Chicago!
Bang, bang! What do we want prisoners? What do we want prisoners?
Come on! Move!
Do the words act of war mean anything to you, huh?
I have a plan.
Great. Custer had a plan, too. Trouble.
He said he had a plan. Now just give him a chance.
Hello, hello. What an idiot. Get in here.
Work and I.
Interesting.
I gotta figure it this way. They got one big gun, they got a couple of tanks, they got 100 Baryshnikovs running around, an itchy one outfit.
Yeah, what do we got?
We got, what do we got? What are you talking about? We got one heavily armed recreational vehicle here, man. Okay, find that truck. Let me find that.
There's a gun in that tower, Russell.
I see him. All right, steady, steady, steady. Must be them. Get ready!
Out, please!
John, over here!
Oh!
We had a car waiting.
Russell?
Mašina nam bi svedočkami po Vinsku brokotitska.
Thank you.
ridiculous. Senator, hang on to that wave for me.
Oh, I wrote. I didn't know if you'd come.
No questions, please. We just want to get back to our hotel rooms and have some really serious sex.
What are you looking at? Get your eyes out there.
Singing.